The 4.5-mile-long line slowly drains the overflowing Shell Lake to a nearby river, lowering the level about an inch or so a month. This comes after that pipeline leaked like a sieve over the past year, rendering it ineffective. But since Thursday, Mayor Larry Fletcher says it's been working without a hitch.
Well, I'm not sure we're not still in shock that everything is working fine. But, yeah, it is a tremendous feeling. It really is.
Shell Lake doesn't have a natural outlet. It was altered several decades ago. In the past few years, the lake has overflowed onto private properties, forcing many people to abandon their homes. Fletcher says the dry summer helped this year, but the pipeline will help much more over the winter months.
There are still homes that are threatened, and we still have sewer lines that are underwater, so we're still in a, you know, we have an emergency situation right still. So this is a real blessing.
Estimates ranging from 200,000 to 500,000 sandbags circle Shell Lake. Fletcher says he has 5,000 just around his property. He's hoping by spring the only problem they'll have is what to do with all that sand.
I was going to give them to the city administrator, but he said he didn't want them.
About $1 million in state money went to this pipeline project. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.